Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to know your opinion. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
And in your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Do you have a set of options? There's a bunch of them out there.
I know all are important, but for you, the most important facing Minnesota right now?
I would say it's a continuation of improving our roads and public highways and things of this nature, and to keep our parks and that improved.
Okay. And now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Keeping our lakes clean.
Okay. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I'm sorry, what?
The most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I think there's building or they're digging doing the mining in the north in the Arrowhead region of the state is kind of dangerous if we let it happen without major restrictions.
Okay. And now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, agriculture and farming. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Medical manufacturing. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Mining? How would you rate mining?
Fair.
Forest products?
Good.
Electric utilities?
Good, actually. As of late.
And the last one? Okay. Refining. The last one. How would you rate refining?
Fair.
Okay. And now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Excellent.
Forest and Timber Industries.
Good.
County Land Department.
I'm sorry, what's that one?
County Land Department.
Good.
U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
Okay, and how important will the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, just somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it's very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat significant.
Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I know that more are harvested, or more are planted than are harvested.
And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s?
I couldn't answer that. That's not a thing I'm familiar with. I'm going to guess
more. What do you think? There are more, fewer?
But
okay.
Thinking isn't accurate.
Okay. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes. If it's regulated, yes, I think there are.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
That depends on the creatures. I would say neutral, because there's some that have done better by it, and there's some that have been suffered because of it. So I would say neutral.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or not?
Once again, it all depends on how well it's regulated, but I would say at the moment,
do you believe
I'm
possible?
Neutral on that. I think it's possible. I don't think it's, I don't know what the statistics are to back or not back that up, though.
And now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas, or not?
I'm kind of against that.
But do you feel it is acceptable or not to harvest trees for commercial uses?
I think it makes it susceptible.
Okay. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or not?
I don't understand that question.
Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Or
as
not?
What? As what?
As land primarily for growing trees? Like, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. So, do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Or not? It will not be a good idea.
I think it would be a good idea.
And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or not?
Yes, I think it's a good idea.
And do you feel it is appropriate to use old trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or not?
No, I don't believe they should all be used for that.
And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes, Tom.
Hello?
And do you donate money to environmental causes or not?
Yes, I do.
And the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What do you think?
It's a significant part
okay.
of that.
And like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
I oppose that.
And now, we're almost done with the survey. We're 80% of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of the rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support
I would oppose
that. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you a short list of components of the program. And after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Just four. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producer and mill. Support or oppose? Okay, the last three. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
I oppose that.
And last two, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
I oppose that.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' job provide.
I oppose that.
And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household for statistical purposes. Can you please tell us what is the highest level of education you have completed?
A little bit of college, but I didn't graduate.
Okay, some college. And what is your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
And is your annual household income below $25,000, between $25,000 to $50,000, between $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000?
$75,000 to $100,000.
And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And in which one of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Retired.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female or something else?
Male.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Good day.
Thank you. Bye.